Good afternoon, everybody.
At an Obamacare community information meeting recently held in San Antonio, Sebi Lada addresses the room crowded with people looking to learn more about the rollout of the Affordable Care Act.
Today we're here to give information about the exchanges that will be happening in October and to make sure that everyone has the correct information and knows all the avenues to be able to receive health care.
Then people took turns telling their personal stories about life without health insurance, stories of high premiums, denial of coverage due to pre-existing conditions, and the frustration that Texas refused to expand Medicaid, which would have helped many of the poorest in the room. Enrique Medon says he needs Medicaid to be expanded. Medon explains that he has diabetes, arthritis, and he was hurt on the job. Now he can't work, and he has no health care. It was Governor Rick Perry who decided not to expand Medicaid in Texas. Perry is one of the nation's loudest opponents of the Affordable Care Act. He made that clear while being interviewed on Fox News.
We're just not going to be a part of, again, socializing health care in the state of Texas and going in direct conflict with our founding fathers' wishes and freedom, for that matter.
Recently, Perry took another step to hinder the Affordable Care Act. He directed the Texas Department of Insurance to establish strict rules to regulate these so-called navigators. These are people hired across the country, trained to help folks enroll in Obamacare. Many are focused on going into Spanish-speaking neighborhoods and helping minorities. Josh Havens of the governor's office says most of the requirements have to do with competency,
including requiring navigators to complete a certain amount of hours of state training in addition to the federal training. We've asked that they pass an exam that's based on that training. Refrain from influencing a customer's decision or a consumer's decision on which insurance to choose.
Texas isn't the only state regulating navigators. 14 other states are also doing so. But Texas announced its intentions just days before the start of enrollment. And these new Texas regulations won't be in place until January 1st. That'll keep navigators from doing their jobs for at least 3 critical months of the enrollment window. Jose Ibarra of Enroll Texas says not having those navigators is going to make his job tougher in Texas.
They are there to help folks enrolling in insurance step by step, help them find an insurance plan that's best for them and best for their family. Without a navigator, it will be difficult for the public.
If fewer people sign up in Texas, that would strike at the heart of what's supposed to make the Affordable Care Act economically viable. John Davidson is a healthcare policy analyst at the Conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation.
The entire scheme of these exchanges in Obamacare depends upon as many people as possible signing up for coverage to dilute the risk pool. And the theory is the more people who sign up, the more it will drive prices down.
And Davidson said the opposite also works. If not enough people sign up, then Obamacare could go into a death spiral.
This happens in insurance markets when not enough healthy people sign up, and there's too many sick people in the insurance pool with too high of insurance claims. Premiums go up, more healthy people drop out, premiums continue to go up until the market collapses.
State Representative Mike Villarreal, a Democrat from San Antonio, claims that's exactly what the state's Republican leadership wants.
What they're attempting to do is discourage, make it harder, have folks jump through more hoops, and that's just not helpful for anybody.
1 out of 4 Texans do not have health insurance. That's the largest percentage of uninsured in the nation. If the opponents to Obamacare have the strategy to discourage enrollment in the exchanges in order to raise the odds of collapse, then Texas would be the best place to make that happen. David Martin Davies reporting.